everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory. It's the most singularly played song in Christian music history, with a story that has yet to be told until now. The song, I Can Only Imagine, and the soon-to-be-released movie by the same name, detailing the heart-wrenching yet hopeful story behind a song that has literally been used to change lives, starring actor Dennis Quaid, legendary actress Cloris Leachman, Trace Adkins, Priscilla Shire, and Broadway's J. Michael Finley, who portrays Bart Millard, the writer and singer of I Can Only Imagine, from the internationally renowned band Mercy Me. And with us today is actress Madeline Carroll, who portrays Bart's love interest and so much more. Madeline, welcome to Testimony.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Madeline, it's great to have you. I saw the movie. We're at the NRB 2018 in Nashville, and I was stunned, moved, cried. A powerful film. You gave a powerful performance and testimony afterward. First question, what about I Can Only Imagine made you want to get involved when you were at a crossroads in your own life, as you so passionately shared?
I honestly came to the crossroads about a year ago and literally just didn't feel God in the industry for me anymore. I've been a believer my whole life, loved the Lord my whole life, but just didn't think that God was in it. I said, okay, God, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I am so sick of seeing all this opposition and just so tired of fighting through these doors. I said, God, I'm just tired and I don't feel you here anymore. And I said, God, if I'm still meant to be here and this is still what you want for me, then send me something that would edify you. And I said, God, I don't want to go one more day feeling this depression, feeling this confusion. I said, God, I am just done. I'm done. And literally the next day, God answered my prayer word for word. A director texted me and said, hey, will you please check your email? I am offering you a new film, a new faith-based film that I'm doing. And he remembered me from a year prior coming in and reading for him. And I literally started to cry, and I called him and I was like, I just want you to know that God is miraculously doing a miracle right now and is using you. And he started to cry and he was all overwhelmed and couldn't believe it. And literally right after that, I was at a commercial audition, and they usually pair you up at commercial auditions. So I was going in with this woman to be my mom, and she said, hey, you're Madeline Carroll, right? And I said, yeah. And she said, you need to go in for that new movie, I Can Only Imagine. And I said, like the song? And she was like, yeah, like the song, like you need to get in. So I left and I called my manager and I was like, you have to get me in, because as soon as I heard I Can Only Imagine, I knew that it was going to be really powerful. And so they set up a meeting for me really last minute, and apparently they'd been trying to get a hold of me and couldn't. So it was totally God, totally just the Lord working it together. And so I went in, and I didn't have lines or anything because I literally had nothing. And I just went in and met with them for an hour and talked about God. And it's really, really special that it happened that way, because had I found out about it when they contacted my agents, I would have just went in and had to read like everybody else. But because it was such a last minute thing and the way that God worked it out, I got to go in blind and just talk about God. So Andy and John and Kevin Downs got to hear my heart for God before we ever talked about the movie and before I ever got to read for them. So that was a full-blown miracle in itself. God worked it out that they would get to know who I was before I came in and read for them. So that was definitely the Lord. I leave and I said to my mom, Mom, I don't care if I don't get it, because I'm just so grateful and thankful to know that there's other people in the industry trying to do what I'm trying to do. So I felt encouraged, and I knew I had the peace of the Holy Spirit, and I knew that if I didn't work with them on that I was going to work with them one day. I just knew that I had met them for a reason. God had just worked it out too divinely. And so maybe 3 days later I found out I got the part, and just was so excited, because it was just God letting me know, like, no, you are called here and you are meant to be here. And just a breath of fresh air in my lungs for me to keep going.
Amen and amen. So what made you want to get out of the industry to begin with? You've been modeling since you were 3 years old. Talk a little bit about your past and your career leading up to I Can Only Imagine.
So I have been acting since I was 3 and a half, at literally fell on my lap. I was at a nail salon when I was that young, and my chair just so happened to be back-to-back to a talent agent. So I'm talking, and she keeps, you know, hearing me, and she thinks I'm seven, so she comes around, sees little three-year-old me, and despite, you know, agencies only taking on kids at 6 or 7 years old, she still wanted to see me. And so my mom took me over there, and my mom literally had to read the lines off of the page to me because I couldn't read and have me learn them. And I went in, read for her, and she signed me. And so she ended up being my agent for 11 years, and just completely a God thing. God literally placed me on the path. And I was very successful when I was younger. I did everything. I just worked. God's favor in my life was so immense. When I hit 15, I had hit brakes on a car. I just completely, everything stopped. Everything that came my way was just, when you hit that age, just everything starts turning real sexual, and there's just nudity and sex scenes and all this crazy stuff, and really trying to be edgy, high school edgy. And so the things that I did work on through those years were people who had remembered me from when I was young, having faith and calling me back to work for them again. And so that's what kept me going for those years. And I was so devastated. I got so depressed, literally depressed, and heartbroken, and was like, God, you mustn't be in this anymore. I'm not seeing any opportunities. I've turned down all of these things for you and your glory and to make a statement for you, and I don't see you showing up. So maybe, I said, God, am I just not hearing you correctly? Are you just not here anymore? Do I need to do something else? Am I supposed to be a dentist? Or what, God, what do you want? And literally had this whole breakdown moment in my bathroom. And so to think of that time and to think now when I sit and I see this film, I cry literally every single time I see it. And I pray that I don't stop doing that, because I'm so in awe of the glory of God. When I see it, I can't believe how He resuscitated my dream. And I literally let it die before Him a year ago. I said, God, here it is. I love You more than I love this. It's all I've known. It's what I love. But if this isn't where You've called me, then I'll follow You. Like, that's it. I'm done. And then God answered my prayer the next day. And so it's just a full miracle, truly a miracle.
Madeline, that is so powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Madeline Carroll, lead actress, I Can Only Imagine. Dennis Quaid portrays Bart's abusive father in the film, whom he calls a, quote, monster, but who by all accounts eventually comes to Christ. How impactful was it for you working with Dennis Quaid? And I understand Dennis Quaid has also been impacted by this movie.
Well, I was just amazed to be able to work with. He was one of the actors on my list growing up that I wanted to work with, because I grew up watching The Parent Trap. So I was so excited. But he was very different than I expected him to be. So lovely, so generous. But when he was playing the character, I was like, whoa, when we were doing our scenes, because he's so different and just lovely, lovely person. And he has been impacted so beautifully with this film. And I didn't realize that really till yesterday. And I saw him up on the panel and he was talking about, you know, his testimony and everything, and just blown away, and just can't believe, you know, God did a work in all of us, it seems like, behind the film, truly.
You're 21 years of age, you're gorgeous, you've been in an industry hit with a lot of abuse allegations, things are being done to correct that. What do you want to say to a young aspiring actress that wants to venture in the film industry the way that it is today?
I think the advice that I would give is, don't just let it be your dream. Make sure it's God's dream, because it's far too hard to pursue anything, whatever it is that you do, without God behind you. So determine your calling. Determine if it is God's calling for your life. Determine if you have enough strength for the calling, and determine if you're going to choose that calling. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do. But when our motive is just purely driven on fame or fortune or whatever, you know, worldly things are behind it, we'll gas out. And so with God's breath being in our lungs and with God being behind us and the driving force and motive, I'm only here to serve God. I'm only here to have this talent on earth for a little bit that He's entrusted me with. And that's it. It's His in the first place. So surrendering it back to Him, He'll be able to make something so beautiful with it. And that's what I try and do from here on out. It's not mine. It never was.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to actress Madeline Carroll, I Can Only Imagine, releasing nationwide in a theater near you. Madeline, it has been an absolute joy having you share just a little of your story and the impact I Can Only Imagine has had on you personally. And we pray the same will be for the millions who will go see I Can Only Imagine. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.